the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For they have made all thy shipboards of fir trees of cedar. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. His disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him in a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship, and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. He sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coast of Magdala. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him. He spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him, because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his... And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. To ship and sailed unto Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so had he appointed, minding himself to go afoot, most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand, and sailed into Syria, and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia. One Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship. And fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. And we were in all in the ship 216 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves, and the rest some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. And after 3 months we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux.